Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC. 11:15 is the time. It's a Friday, and nice to have you with us. The Upstate Artists Guild is a not-for-profit volunteer organization open to all, which promotes the appreciation, practice, and enjoyment of art. Their mission is to promote art education and artistic endeavors throughout the community, to maintain a space in which to meet for the purpose of exhibitions, lectures, and instruction, and to work with the community to stimulate an interest in the arts. Their June show is the People's Choice Show, a salon-style exhibition where all artwork is accepted. The art will be on display June 6th through 27th and runs in conjunction with Art on Lark, which takes place on Saturday, June 7th. Albany's First Friday is administered by the Upstate Artists Guild and aims to introduce a wider audience to the unique vitality of the artists and venues of Albany. First Friday promotes interest in the arts by making it accessible and thereby strengthening the arts community in Albany. Here to tell us more about all this and more are Tammy Medalla, First Friday coordinator, Rebecca Schoonmaker, founding member and gallery manager, and Nina Stanley, founding member and current secretary of the Guild and a volunteer during the fund drive. Thank you all for being here. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I look at the map, and Nina handed me a map from the April First Friday. There's a lot going on. You do this every month?
Yep.
Yes.
How huge is this First Friday thing?
Well, First Friday was established in 2006 as a way to celebrate and support the arts community in Albany, and it has grown over the years. Currently, we're trying to breathe new air into it, new life into it. So we think of it as a Capital Region destination, falling on the first Friday of each month. The majority of activities take place between 5 and 9 p.m.
What sort of activities?
There are numerous show openings and artist receptions. Each month you can hit different areas within the city and experience a variety of flavors. We have galleries, museums, coffee shops, gift shops that either offer specials or have art on display and offer specials as well. So the thought is that you can come out in support of the arts community, go to a gallery, stop by a coffee shop, and maybe pop into a restaurant and have a bite to eat, all within the First Friday, under the First Friday umbrella.
Now, I see in April here, 25, 30 venues in operation at the same time.
Yeah.
It must take a little coordination to do this.
Everybody's pretty self-sufficient. You know, they sign up for it. We put them on our roster. We advertise. And it's up to the individual venue to be open, but we have never had any problems with anybody not being open or.
Yeah, well, give us a brief history, and we have several minutes here. A brief history and the mission of the Upstate Artists Guild.
Well, we started out in 2004 as a sort of loose little collective of three women who were trying to do art.
You
in
three
Albany.
Women?
No, it was me and two other girls. Myself, Robin Diaz, and Krista Disselbergen. And I wanted to do art because I'm an artist. I wanted to do figure drawing groups and shows. And Robin, also an artist, but she wanted to start an art store. Krista wanted to start a fusion cafe. And so we got this spot in this building on Central Avenue, this big, huge four central building, which is mostly empty. It used to have Metroland in the top.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
were on the second floor. And so we didn't have any storefront. You know, we didn't have any walk-through space. So we did that for like a year, and it was not a regular thing, but I had a lot of shows there. We had some figure drawing classes, and Robin's little store started there, but we never got the cafe going.
No.
No. And so Robin moved her store. Did we move first, or did Robin move first?
I think everyone moved at the same time because the space wasn't visible enough, so we were having trouble having people find the space.
Yeah.
And then we were presented with an opportunity for September of 2005's Lark Fest to go into a vacant space and set up a one-day show for that. And it went so well, and the current people renting the space were happy what we did with it, that they let us stay there rent-free through the end of the year, and we kept showing more art. And we saw the popularity of it. And we were all, at that point, there was maybe like 8 or 10 of us all chipping in to pay the rent once we started having to pay rent. And we decided that because there was so much interest and people wanted to get involved, that there was something here. So we started investigating how to become a nonprofit. And it took us about a year.
That was brutal.
And a lot of really nice lawyers and people that helped us out along the way with money and everything.
We had a couple of angels that really helped us out because it's expensive.
You know, it seems like such a noble mission. In these days where school art budgets are shrinking every year, that this is a way to introduce both the older crowd and the younger crowd to art. And it seems like, based on the map that Nina gave me, it's growing. For April 2014. I mean, it goes all the way out west to Stuyvesant Plaza, downtown into Albany, all sorts of venues. And coming up this month, or next month, June 6th, a week from today, is the People's Choice Show. Now, this sounds like it's fraught with danger, because if Ray draws a picture, a doodle on the back of a matchbook and says, "Here you go, this is my art," you're going to take it anyway.
Well, if you have it framed and properly ready to hang.
Yeah, which I do with all my matchbooks.
We would probably hang it for you. I mean, we screen things out that might be obscene or, you know, too politically fraught and offensive. And
does that make you feel funny as an artist, having to say, "Hey, listen,
nope,
your vision is
not
too much"?
No,
no. Really?
I am the... of the
you don't want to say that. And frankly, there's a camera, so any lip readers out there would know. So you don't mind then saying to somebody, "Hey, this is just too hot to handle"?
No, not at all. We do have a political show that we usually do, a political show the first of the year. And we've been doing this for 8 years now. So first Friday, every show is a theme. Every month has a new theme. We put the call out 3 or 4 months in advance. And people submit work. Sometimes we get a lot. Sometimes we get a little.
How many will we have this week?
I think we have over 60 entries for the People's Choice Show.
People's Choice is special because it's a lower entry fee, and anybody can put work in, and we'll just fill the walls until we are busting out. And then we run on Art on Lark, we run a voting thing. We give you a ballot, and all of everything is numbered, and you go around and you vote for your favorites.
Oh, that's great. Do people stuff the ballot box for their friends, or is it one vote per person?
It's one vote per person, but, you know.
Luckily, we haven't had to monitor it too closely.
We're not
there hasn't
policemen.
Been any landslides.
Okay, so this is a lot like the Chicago elections of years past. So you just vote as many times as you want.
But the exciting part about having people come in and vote for their favorite art is that you're creating a conversation or making them think differently. So not only are they coming in and just looking at a piece, they have to decide, why do they like one piece more than another piece? Is it because of the color? Is it because they are, you know, drawn to abstract or more realistic pieces? Is it because there's a puppy dog in it? Is it because, you know, it's a photograph? We like the idea of making people think about why they're choosing their favorite.
And what does the public think? Do they like abstract art more than pretty illustrations?
Generally, people like stuff they can understand. You know, it's art for the people. I've always believed in art for the people. Michelangelo was art for the people, popular culture.
Pop artist?
Popular culture.
The Warhol of his day?
Yeah, Warhol was kind of taking it off the other end. But, you know, stuff that people can look at and say, "I get an idea from that." And that can happen with abstract art, too. But it's got to be really good abstract art. It can't just be slop on the wall. I mean, it can be, but...
If I do it. Rebecca Schoonmaker is here, Nina Stanley, and Tammy.
Tammy.
I'm trying to get Madala right, and I don't want to say Madala. So it's Tammy Madala.
Yes.
Okay, we got it right. And we're talking about... Upstate Artists Guild, and the first Friday coming up on June 6th, it's the People's Choice. Also, you have a workshop, Our Bodies of Work, Art Inspired by Life. In the last couple of minutes we have, tell us about that.
So this is a really big deal because since we've been going for about 8 to 10 years, we have never, you know, written and won a grant, and we finally won a grant.
There's some paperwork too,
This is excellent news. So we were awarded a grant, and it's to give 6 drawing sessions, Drawing from Life, with professional instruction by Nina Stanley.
Uh-huh.
And it's their free open workshop, so anyone can come and learn and get professional
feedback.
And then we're having 6 other sessions which will show you how to present your work. So if you're an artist making art, you know, half of the battle is the presentation of it, what it looks like when it hangs on the wall, you know, framing, matting, proper presentation.
Stuff that people don't learn. You know, you don't really learn that.
So how long did it take you to realize that it's presentation counts.
Well, probably my first year in grad school.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were taught, and you're trying to help.
The hard way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do a critique group every last Sunday of the month. I do a critique group where anybody can come. It's from 5 to 7 at the gallery. Bring your work. Bring your ideas. You know, bring anything, and we'll put it up on the wall, and we'll talk about it. If you're stuck on something, it's a great way to kind of loosen the creative process. This is for people. This isn't for, like, you know, the White Tower on the Hill artists.
Art should
this
be for the people.
This is by the people, for the people.
And that's what First Friday is all about, right?
Yes.
Well, Upstate Artists Guild is an artist collective for the Capital Region. Their website, upstateartistsguild.org. Tammy Medalla, got it. Rebecca Schoonmaker and Nina Stanley, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you
so much.
I'll be submitting my matchbook. Wait. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.